and welcome to Glory Goals.
Hello.
What's this episode, Luke?
Oh, what, the season 4 guild preview, Butchers.
Yes. It's only taken like 4 videos to get that down.
No, well, I thought when you'd done the intro that you were going to actually do the name of the thing.
Oh, I'm not attempting that tongue twister that you've set up. It's
not even that hard, the season 4 guild preview.
Watching how many times you've tried and failed, I'm not attempting that.
It didn't say Guide to Guilds or Guild Premier Preview, and I don't know. We're doing a Brewers Guild today. No, we're not. We're doing
the Butchers. We've done the Brewers one today. God. This is the Butchers. So anyone who's like logged in for Brewers, you're going to be mistaken, because this is Butchers.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Esther's is...
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh my god,
we're doing some Butchers.
Yes.
Luke has the Ox card and he's going to do a review.
Yes. So the whole thing of Butchers, I think what they've done, we're going to talk a little bit about them before. Well, the thing of Butchers is you want to momentously kill people.
Exactly. So basically what Steamforged have done through season 4 is looking at each guild and going through what they should be doing and what they are doing and trying to work out any discrepancies.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they've looked at the Butchers. They're like, right, these guys are the guild of killers, effectively. It's what they do best.
Glass cannons, isn't it?
Exactly. So, yeah, they're pretty easy to kill, but obviously they'll dish a lot of damage while you're doing it. So, as you'll see, there's been a few tweaks to the guild themselves to give them that feel of we want to be killing rather than scoring.
Yeah, so they've got a bit of a... they've not got as much of a confused identity, so they've kind of removed all the momentous tackles out of guild. Pretty much all the damage is momentous throughout the guild.
So basically, these are the opposite of the fish. Whereas the fish have lost all momentous damage, these have lost all momentous tackles.
Mm.
I think the only thing that's still momentous is momentous balls gone on the briskets.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few momentous character plays, but generally I don't think you're going to be seeing a lot of momentous dodges on their own, a lot of momentous pushes on their own throughout the whole guild.
Apart from Philip, Philip's always still quite dodgy, but...
No, but it's with damage, so it's momentous dodge with the damage, so it's not just the dodge results on their
exactly.
own.
Exactly. So even your strikers like Shank are still going to be doing a lot of damage, and then... obviously, there's a bit of ball control on top of that. So, do you want to start with
Without Ops? Further ado, let's start with the main man. The king of the butchers. The master butcher, Ox. He's kind of fell out of favour with a lot of things, hadn't he, Ox had?
Yeah, to be honest, three quarters of the way through season 3, he did get a buff.
Mm.
But I still don't think he saw the table as much as he should have.
Whereas I love, when I play Butchers Future, I much prefer playing the Ox game, but the Fillet game was a lot stronger.
It was a lot easier to play, basically. Yeah. Fillet, the super solo, goes in with a stack of 6, kills a player or two, and generates a fist.
And then she can bang a goal in, realistically.
She can as well, definitely. Because, random information, towards the start of the year, we did a...
Big League,
and I used the Butchers in that, and I really enjoyed the games I used with Ox, much more than the games with Philip. That's my personal preference. I'm not a massive fan of 5-0 captains.
Smiling because two of my favourite ones are Midas and Piper.
No, this is it, but I feel that 5-0 captains, it leaves the game down to a lot more of luck with dice. Like, you're basically just gambling that you're rolling fives to do anything, to sort of counter them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, Ox, who is a 3-2 captain.
Yeah, so Ox, he's kept his 5-8 move, he's kept his tack of 7, he's kept his 3-6 kick, he's now a 3-2 from a 3-1 player, and he's still a 4-5 influence. He's lost 2 health. Oh. He's gone from 19 to 17, but he has gained an armour. In terms of character plays, he's lost Tough Skin. So Tough Skin was a friendly model, gains an armour. He's now just got a native plus one armour.
Well, it stops him becoming like Anvil plus, being a 3-3.
Well, no, yeah, but also it's by giving him that, it's making him a bit more influence efficient, which is probably good for an Ox player. And then also, by doing that, I was telling Rich about the time when I played against a Butchers player who done Tough Skin onto Brisket, original Brisket, and then I was a male charging her, and she was a 6-2 model. for me to charge.
Which is bad in everyone's book.
Yeah. As opposed to 6-1.
You don't want a part of that.
Yeah. So basically he's lost his tough skin.
Yep.
Which is fine. But he's kept the other two if they ain't tough. And butchery. So, playbook. Only one real change, to be honest with you. On his second column, he used to have a momentous tackle or a non-momentous Gilball symbol. He's now got a non-momentous tackle. And with the non-momentous Gilball symbol, it is a one damage as well. But obviously, as Oxal was under the owner, it's good. On two successes, it's now two damage and minus one armour for them from now on.
Yeah, this is it from the They Ain't Tough.
Yeah, so he's still got his butchery on the sixth column. One, two, three. Yeah, on the sixth column.
Yep.
Three damage butchery on the sixth.
Four.
Four damage butchery on the sixth column. Yeah.
Attack 7 on the charge, you'll hit that quite easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Right, back of the card.
The big change then that you're excited about.
The owner's 6 inches now.
Up from 4.
That is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just...
I think you'll be seeing a lot more ox.
So a lot of the ox thing is about you being able to kind of pushing... If an ox player was coming in, you could kind of... either work to push Ox away or distance yourself from Ox. Whereas now it'll be a lot more difficult with his big 6-inch aura.
Yeah.
So
we were talking about the Esther's 4-inch aura of free heroic plays, about how pitch covering that really
is. Yeah, with a 40mm base.
This, whereas a 6-inch aura...
It's like a 13-inch circle around...
Yeah.
Walking around the pitch.
Yeah. That's pretty tremendous.
And then he's still got his legendary, which is exactly the same.
Yep.
So it's still plus one damage, minus one armour. So Ox, couple of tweaks, but big tweaks.
Yes, it's made him
so a lot of the time.
Powerhouse.
So the way whenever I played against Ox Butchers, they are that. They are Ox Butchers. You kill Ox, the team falls apart.
Yes.
Basically. And with him being 3-1, 1-inch melee...
Yeah,
you knock him down. He's 17. He was what? Sorry, 19 boxes. He it took a bit of effort, but you could put him in the bin, and then that turns off the whole team.
Yeah.
Now you can be a bit more conservative with Ox, keep him back a little bit more. Average Joe player 3-2, being able to hit those higher results is difficult, even when he's not down 2-2.
Yeah. This is it. Overall,
I think the extra armor and the buff in the owner is huge.
It's going to make him a lot more common. You're going to see a lot of Ox.
And that makes me happy because I love Ox.
Yeah, I think he's great. I've got to be fair. I've got the Kickstarter exclusive model for him. So,
I have three Ox models. I've got the Chibi Ox, the original one, and the Kickstarter one.
Nice. So, the other captain, Philip.
Her.
Still has 1-inch melee and still has 14 boxes. Her move is still 7-9. She's still tack 8. And the rest of her stats are pretty much all the same. I think the main change to Philip's card is in the playbook.
Mm.
And her character traits. Basically, for those who don't know Philip, she used to have a character trait called Blood Dance. Whenever you damage an enemy model that has the bleed condition, you may make a 1-inch dodge. Okay. So, new Philip, Season 4 Philip, has lost that, okay? But nearly all of her playbook results now have a dodge built in.
Mm.
So, basically, she's lost her momentous tackle on 1, because as we were saying, guild identity, shall we call it, is the fact that they don't have the momentous tackles anymore. So, she's still got the non-momentous 1. 2 successes is now a momentous 1 and a dodge. Mm. Used to be just 1. 3 successes... momentous 2 and a dodge. So there's the dodge is basically just been built into the...
So they've just swapped the momentum, the momentous damage and add the dodge to it.
Yeah, basically, it's just made it harder to forget.
Mm.
Basically, it's all simplicity, as you've said. Her tackle is now on 3 successes, but it is non-momentous. Mm. Her 4 successes, she now has the Gilball symbol, which is for...
Gilball trophy,
which is now for Blood Rain. So... Interestingly, Blood Rain, as there's no single Gilball symbols on a card, why didn't they just use that?
I don't know.
Either way, on the fourth column, she's basically lost the two damage and the tackle. So obviously that's not an option anymore. On five successes, she has three damage and a double dodge. Used to just be three damage and a single dodge. Six successes is she's gained a momentous Guildball trophy symbol.
They put it down one, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it, basically.
Yeah.
And then, on the top of her playbook at seven successes is the four damage and a double dodge. So she still has Blood Rain, which does exactly the same thing. Two damage with an AoE. No, 3 inches of the model that they trigger it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she still has Pain Circle, which is an AoE, but obviously has lost the inch of movement, an inch of distance. So it's now only 6 inches rather than 8.
Yeah.
But that's obviously in line to constant changes.
Again, we've talked this to all the other guilds and that. It's made her a lot more, like, kind of self-sufficient. So there was nothing worse. A couple of times I played Fillet, is you'd go in with Meat Hook and Boiler, go, da-da-da, put someone on bleed, ready for Fillet to go in, and then they go, right, clear conditions.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
This is it.
And it just turns her off. Because if you're going, I need to be going, doing the damage and dodging round.
This is it. It makes her striker ability better.
Yeah.
Because obviously she has the dodges built in. So, yeah, overall, I think it's a buff. She's still got Haemophilia within 6 inches, so she heals one in the end phase for every model that has bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And she has still has Smell Blood, so she gains +0/+2 move and +1 damage to blade results.
Yeah, so when she charges, she gets 6 of damage and the plus damage. So it's kept those bits. It's just basically the dodge has been implemented into a playbook.
This is it.
Which a lot of the time people forget and like go, oh god, oh crap, I could have dodged it. Oh
yeah, this is it. So it just makes her easier to use, basically.
Legendary hasn't changed, has it?
It's still models within the pool suffer 3 damage.
And what's the word?
Condition damage.
No, the name, Exsanguinate.
Exsanguinate, yes.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's fill it.
So, she hasn't really changed.
No. Apart from obviously losing the momentous tackle. So you basically need to do a little bit of damage on your goal run just to gain some momentum.
Because everyone knows Butchers struggle for momentum.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Fillet's it's really tough for Fillet to generate that momentum through damage, you know, on the momentous results on 2 and 3 successes. It's not like she's tack 8. Mm.
Yeah, so I think...
Overall, super strong.
I don't know.
I think she's still a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah, she hasn't changed, really.
Mm. I think the only change that we need to mention is on Boiler's card. But when we get to that, we'll mention that. So, do you want to do Truffles?
Yeah. Truffles is largely unchanged. In fact, he's completely unchanged. Apart from, he's lost Vindictive. No, he's gained...
He's lost Hogwild, sorry.
Yes, that's the only thing he's lost. So Hogwild is the first time this model suffers damage this turn from an enemy attack or character player. It may immediately make a jog. I don't think I've ever used that one or had it used against me.
No.
So again, it's a simplification thing of getting around it.
Unnecessary things.
So he's still a 11 health, 3-0 model with sturdy and tough hide and a momentous knockdown on 2.
It's only tack 3, but...
But he can charge someone for 1 influence.
Yeah.
Truffles just
pig out of nowhere.
He's just ultimate troll piece. He'll go, bang, on someone goes, I'll knock you down. Bam, sturdy, knock you down.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think you'll see any more Truffles than you currently do?
I think it depends. It depends if you bring a Boiler.
Yeah.
I think that was a lot of the thing is you go, oh, if you don't intend on bringing Boiler, if you feel you don't need Boiler.
I don't know how you would ever do without the boy.
I don't know. I
think Boiler's overall, like, I think right from season one, I think Boiler has been one of them players that has been largely not changed a great deal. He seems to be quite balanced right from the start.
Yeah, so he's just a character who hasn't really had a lot of changes. Same as Boar.
Yeah.
Brisket hasn't really changed too much.
This is it. So I think as butchers go, they're a really nicely designed team.
Mm.
But I think in the meta, they just need a little bit of turning up. Which
yeah, a little bit of a nudge to keep them in with the curve. So I think as a team, they function fantastically. They just need, you know, like they have done here with the damage being turned up just a smidge.
Yeah, this is it. So, Princess.
Mm.
So, Princess still has 8 health and it still has 1-inch melee. It's...
She. You can say she. It's called Princess.
I mean, I don't want to presume. I haven't asked what its preferred pronouns are.
It's fine.
Okay, so it's got the same stats, which is great. The playbook result has changed. The playbook has changed a little bit again. The momentous tackle on one has been lost because
that was amazing
for a mascot. It was very good. So, but the one damage has now become momentous. So you know, momentous damage from the dog, great. So. Has kept the 2 damage on 2, and the Gilball symbol has been replaced with the tackle, which is non-momentous.
Yeah.
So, still has the, this is the Gilball trophy symbol on 3, because Princess has lost blood, sadly.
So that's more to avoid setting up fella.
Yes. So yeah, but to be fair, I don't know how often Princess was charging in before fill it to do some work, but
I've seen it done a few times by people hedging the bets and putting influence on Meat Hook Boiler and Fillet and Princess just as 3 players to turn on.
Yeah, so that's it. So blood has gone, so obviously there's no need for that character play symbol, and Princess still has the 3 damage on 4, which is great. She's kept Rabid Animal, which is obviously -4/-4 move in the poison condition, which is super strong. Always an amazing character to play that. So, back of the card.
Yeah.
Love Creature, as we've discussed in other podcasts, Love Creature has taken a flat up buff, which can now be, because it can now be procced via
parting blows.
So it's any attack or character play now that targets Princess and causes damage, gives +1 attack to the whole team, which is amazing. So, Love Creature, super strong as always. So the exciting part is Vicious. Now, obviously, this was covered in the Steamforged blog.
Blog, yeah.
Where, obviously, Vicious was shown off in the fact that this model gains +2 attack and +1 damage to playbook damage results when making a parting blow. So that's an overall +4 attack, +1 damage on parting blows, which is amazing.
So it's attack eight with a 4/4.
Yeah, which is spectacular. 5/4 if you're in the owner.
6 from, on legendary turn.
From a dog. So, the interesting thing that I don't think many people picked up on, because I haven't seen it commented on, was on the Steamforged blog, the image, the snippet that showed Vicious was not from the back of Princess's card.
Mm, yeah.
We believe it showed the Cook's
card. It looked very similar to the Cook's logo.
So, that leads us to believe which character in the Cook's is going to have Vicious.
Pepper, I imagine, the mascot.
You never know. Pepper, is Pepper the mascot?
Yes, there's Salt and Pepper as mascots.
Oh, no.
I think Pepper's like a little ferret thing.
It's like a spice weasel.
That was just me dying a little bit inside, if you could pick that up on the mic.
But anyway,
life escaping my body.
Overall, I think Princess is great, as she always has been.
Right, I'm going to do the boy.
Okay, do the boy.
The boy, Boiler. He's so good.
He's so good, yes.
So, our Boiler, he's still got his 1-inch melee. His top line stayed the same. He's still got 14 health. His playbook has improved slightly. So, he's still got the Gilball symbol and 1 non-momentous on 1. On his second card, he's got a momentous tackle.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, he's the only one so far.
I think he's actually the only character to have a momentous tackle.
We'll have to.
I didn't. I honestly didn't spot that.
No, I didn't spot it.
The cards.
He's got a momentous 2/2. He's got his non-momentous push dodge on 3, which no one sees coming. And then also, he's paired that with a non-momentous knockdown.
On 3.
Yeah, so he can choose his counter attack wisely. on his fourth column, he's got a momentous 3 damage, which used to be on his fifth column. And then on his fifth column, he's got a momentous 4 damage, which he never used to have.
Wow. Go the boy.
Go the boy. Because, you know, with the setup, he always done poor damage, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, character plays. This is the big one. This is the one that I feel is going to get a lot of attention.
Yes.
He's lost Swift Stance, so he can't give plus 1 death.
Ouch.
No more defense 6, Philip.
Yes, which is what we hinted to earlier on.
Mm. Fair. I think that's probably fair, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was miserable. Death 6 fillet.
It was miserable.
He's kept marked target. However, interestingly, it's gone from a range 8 to a range 10.
Wow, okay.
The good thing about that is generally, if he was hitting someone with 8 inches, most of the butchers have an 8-inch threat.
Yes.
Minimum. So by putting up to 10 inches, Ox can now reach it because he's got a 9-inch threat. Do you know what I mean? There's so many different players who can then reach that person with the plus 2 on the charge.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those that it's always useful to bonus time if you have the momentum.
Oh, definitely.
Because a 1-cost character play that's so critical.
Well, you can hit off his playbook on 1.
Ah, good point.
Yeah. Okay. He's gained a new ability called Axe Throw, which is a cost 2, a range 6 character play, and the target enemy model suffers 3 damage.
Can't say fairer than that.
So
strong.
Nice bit of a bit of range damage in Guild is always nice.
Because he still has.
He's got crucial artery. Yeah.
So it's 3 damage and bleed.
3 damage and bleed. 4 damage under the owner.
Yep.
5 damage if he's tooled up. 6 damage if he's locked. Ox is legendary.
6 damage and bleed. As a last activation, that would be incredible.
To be honest, I think if you're going to tool up Boiler and you're spending 50% of his influence to throw an axe at somebody, you probably...
You want a good payoff.
Yeah. But yeah. I think a nice range damage with bleed is quite good.
Like, the Butchers don't have a great deal of range damage. They've got Dirty Knives.
Dirty Knives and Axe Throw. Dirty Knives and Fillet with the Blood Rain, isn't it? Or
yeah.
Whatever, the other Pain Circle, whichever one does the damage.
Yeah, technically both of them, but one of them's a pulse, the other one's an AoE. Yeah. So
the back of Boiler's card is unchanged. He's still got Anatomical, he's still got Crucial Artery, and he's still got the Assist Princess, so he gets a plus 1 attack and plus 1 damage to playbook results. So the boy has been turned up.
Definitely.
His momentous 4 at the top of his playbook, which, when assisted by Princess and under the owner, is a momentous 6 at the top of his playbook.
Which you're not going to struggle to get after you've knocked someone down on 3.
And he's, you know, realistically, you get an extra attack if Princess, so you'll attack 7 with just Princess engaging.
This is it.
So you'll be hitting that momentous 6 with the owner, obviously.
Of course.
Which is relatively easy to achieve. So, Swift Stance. Bit of a kick in the nuts, but realistically, I think the turn up in his damage, the knockdown being brought down, and range damage and bleed, I think they're all pluses.
It's a massive trade-off, to be honest. He's gained an awful lot for not a lot.
Mm.
So
yeah,
don't get me wrong, because I think Swift Stance, 99% of the time, it was getting used on Philip.
Yeah.
So if you're playing the new improved Ox, you're not really missing out.
No.
So...
And then again, 4-2 Ox.
It would be nice, yeah. Okay, so.
Go on then, who are you doing?
Onto the big man. Boar.
Big Boar.
I do like Boar. Boar is one of the players that interested me in the Butchers right from the start. Mm. So.
His damage has been turned up from 11 to 12.
His damage has been turned up to 12. He still has 20 boxes. He's still a 2-inch melee zone, and his stats have remained the same. The only difference, actually, he still has concussion. So there's just a small change in his playbook.
Small.
Small, yeah. Okay, 2 changes. The tackle is now non-momentous, but we...
His tackle on 5.
But when was Boar ever taking the momentous tackle on 5? Okay, so from there, his 4 damage on 6 is now 5 damage on 6. And he also has the option to do a 4 damage and concussion on 6.
So they brought that down from the 7th column to the 6th. And then they've also...
given him a 5 damage. And now at the top of his playbook on the 7th success is momentous 6 damage.
that he's going to hit on his free charge.
He's going to hit that on his free charge. Wow.
Seven under the owner.
Massive. That's that's incredible. That is literally Boar on a charge. He will run one round.
Somewhere. Which works with Boiler doing his marked target. He's now charging 8 inches. He's now got a 10-inch threat.
Which makes Boar scary.
Yeah.
You know, if you're unlucky as well, you can quick time him with Brisket for a 12-inch threat. So yeah, Boar. He still has Berserk. He still has Furious, and he still has Live Drinker. So other than that, he's remained the same. But he's obviously just benefiting from a lot more damage.
I think he's just a really, really good character. He's just a really good
player,
and he is a perfect glass cannon. Yeah, he's like, well, more.
He's
like
3-0,
a laser guided, not missile, more like laser guided sledgehammer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you can't just send him in, you've got to send him in at the right time.
Yeah.
Because if you get it right, if you get a Boar activation wrong, they can just, he can be locked down really easy and.
Yeah, he can.
Crowd down, put in the bin.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Wow.
So already, I can see Ox, Princess, Boiler, Boar. Being a pretty standard four, I think it'll then be your choice of striker.
It's just so good. Boiler and Boar are just top draw.
Yeah.
So, I'll now move on to a lady who...
Like, just...
Sorry, we'll go back to it. Come on,
just
mate.
As a get point. No, all I'm getting is, just as a point, right, I think Butchers will have, like, a new, like, first world problem, right, of doing too much damage, and they'll kill people too quickly.
Oh,
I don't think, I honestly don't think Ox's legendary is going to be needed.
Maybe for the minus one armour.
Do you know what I mean? I think there's going to be instances where Boar will charge in, one round someone, and then be there like dick in hand, not a lot to do with it.
I want to use my free attack on someone.
This is it. I think it's just going to be hilarious.
You can't even take the momentous tackle now.
Definitely. Wow. So, anyway.
So, Meat Hook. She's had a few changes. A few little things shifted around. She's still got a 1-inch melee. Top line stayed the same. So, she's still got the 6-8 move. Same tack, same kick, same death. But still a 2-3 influence. It's quite interesting. Character play-wise, it stayed the same. So, she's still got Size and Blow on the Girl Ball symbol. And she's also got Tooled Up.
Yep.
Her playbook... So, she's still got the momentous one on one. She's lost the momentous tackle on two. And she's kept the momentous 1-inch push. Third column's unchanged. So, she's got a momentous two and a push. Or a non-momentous double push. On the fourth column, she's got that sweet, sweet non-momentous Size and Blow. On the fifth column, she's lost her momentous two damage and tackle.
Tackle is non-momentous on four.
Yeah. No, she had a... she used to have a two damage and tackle.
On five.
Oh, five, sorry, yeah, I can't count. Yeah, so
the tackle's gone from two successes
Yeah, the
to
tackle's
four.
On four successes rather than two, and now non-momentous. And on the fifth column, she's still got the two momentous with a double push, but lost a two and a tackle.
It's really interesting to see that not only have the tackles become non-momentous, a lot of them have got harder to reach as well.
Yeah. So they ain't really bothered about the ball. They're on about putting him in the bin. And she's still got a momentous three and a push on the top. So really, it's just a few shuffling around with the tackle stuff, really.
Yeah.
On hers. The back of the card, it's got a little bit interesting.
It's changed a lot.
So she's lost Smell Blood.
Yep.
So she don't get the extra damage against people. She don't get the plus two charge when she's charging people who are bleeding. She's lost Crucial Artery, but gained Hooked.
She still Hooked is, she still has Hooked, but has changed.
Hooked has changed. So Hooked now, well, Hooked used to be, when an enemy model suffering from a playbook damage result from this model, the enemy model suffers minus one death for the remainder of the turn. Hooked now is enemy models damaged by this model suffer the bleed and snare condition.
Nice.
So you're going to be taking your minus one death, minus two move, and taking three damage in the maintenance.
Yeah, minus two death, minus, yeah.
Yeah, minus one death.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
And then if she heroics, she's still got Sanguine Pool, which is exactly the same. So enemy models within this 3-inch pool suffering a bleed condition suffer -4/4 move. Someone gets hit by her for... If you get one success on someone, you do a momentous one damage, bleed, snare, and then if you use that momentum, they're now -4 move. So they're -6/6 move, -1 defense, and taking 3 in the maintenance.
Take that, shark.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about that with the change, because we were discussing it, it seemed like a bit of a nerf initially, because a -1 death stuck, whereas you can clear snare.
Yeah.
However, you're now gaining an additional -2/2 move, and then if you're clearing conditions, you're not healing.
Right. The only thing I can see that this might cause a problem, okay, is if she's then left engaging someone with her 1-inch melee zone, there's a lot of buy an attack, take a 1-inch dodge, use that momentum to heal conditions. And then you lose your bleed, you lose your snared, and you lose your sanguine pool.
No, you've still got the -4/4 move.
It's only when they're bleeding.
Anything this pool suffering... No.
Oh, that's enemy that's how it's changed
within
then.
The pool suffering the bleed condition, suffer -4/4
so
move.
So if they clear condition, if they use that, it's very easy to generate one momentum off
No, it's a pulse. So you do the pulse then, so it pulses at that point, they then gain the sanguine pool. So they've then got that effect.
Oh, I see. So they don't lose that.
No. If it was an aura, that would be that the pulse is at this point in time, you're within the pulse, and you're suffering the bleed.
That's
so
fine.
I'll
take it back. That is super strong.
Yeah.
So that will shut down a lot of teams. If you can get that out, players like Mallet, players like Thresher are not going to enjoy that.
No. So it's just like, okay, yeah, you come and kill me. I don't care. She's still 4-1 with 14 boxes. She will die, but so will all the butchers.
Yeah.
But you can go there killing her. She's a setup piece.
Yeah. She's gone there and done her thing. You're bleeding, ready for
and you're stood there trying to hobble away at -6/6 move.
-6/6 move is brutal.
Shark with his 3-inch sprint.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so I'll do the two briskets.
Yeah.
Okay, so brisket, OG brisket. So she still has her 1-inch melee and she still has 12 health. Her playbook has had a little bit of a tweak. Her stats, however, have stayed the same. Okay. Oh, actually, no, sorry, she's gained attack, which is even better. So she's now attack 5, not attack 4.
Never mind, tackling girl.
This is it. So, first column has stayed the same, non-momentous 1 and a momentous tackle, but she's the striker. This is what she's here for. So, she still has a momentous 2 on 2, and she still has a momentous double dodge, a non-momentous double dodge on 2. Okay? She still has her non-momentous Guild Ball symbol on 3, which is Dirty Knives, which hasn't changed. However, her 2 damage and a 1-inch dodge has now moved up to 4 rather than 3. Goes in line with attack increase. And then her 2 damage and double dodge has now moved up to 5. So, on the back of a card, she still has Charmed Mail, which is great, and she still has Unpredictable Movement. The only thing she now has is Above and Beyond, which, as you would remember, is from Veteran Brisket's card. Each time this model scores a goal, it gains +1/+0 influence for the remainder of the game.
Cool.
So I think, to be honest, I think a lot of people were using Veteran Brisket rather than OG.
Yeah, just to bash out the extra influence.
Just to get the extra influence.
To become a 15 influence team turn 2.
This is it. So overall, I think they've done that just to let OG Brisket see a bit more table time.
I really like OG Brisket because Super Shot and Dirty Knives are a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And she's still, with the momentous 2 on 2 as well.
And to be fair, Vet Brisket doesn't have Charmed Mail.
Mm.
So that 5-1 is big and clever against blokes. So, Vet Brisket. So, she's kept her 1-inch melee and she still has 13 boxes. Her stats have all remained the same. And her playbook has had a little bit of a tweak. Basically, she now has a non-momentous tackle on 1 and a momentous 1 damage, which is from the old one. She has a new non-momentous dodge on 2. And she has the momentous Guild Ball Cup symbol on 2. So that is balls gone. So there's another pseudo momentous tackle.
Yeah.
So obviously, but this one gets around close control.
Yeah.
So they lose control of the ball, and she may immediately make a pass without spending influence.
So really,
she might not want to.
If you fluff your roll, you if, say, you miss your ball's gone, you've still got the non-momentous tackle on one.
Yeah, this is it. So she's covered for both eventualities, basically. So, three successes. She's still got the momentous two, but she's lost the momentous tackle and a dodge, which in my
tackle
opinion,
and push.
Oh, sorry, tackle and a push, which is a big loss, to be honest. Tackle and pushes are quite nice. But she has now gained a momentous double push on three.
So, double dodge.
Double dodge, sorry. Getting my arrows the wrong way around. So, four successes is now a non-momentous guild ball symbol, which is obviously ball's gone, and a double dodge, which is super strong. So that is your charge result.
So I'm tackling the ball, I'm double dodging away, and then I'm passing the ball to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I'm not engaging you.
Yeah, that's big and clever. And she still has the three damage on
momentous three on five.
So she's had a couple of nice changes on the back of the card. She still has support from the wing, so she pays one less influence to charge when within 8 inches of the edge of the pitch, and she still has unpredictable movement. She's lost above and beyond. Obviously, that's gone to OG Brisket. But she has gained Field Medic, which is a new character play from what I understand, a character trait from what I understand, which is shared with
Vet Harmony.
So, Field Medic, 4 inches aura. During this model's activation, when it damages an enemy model, choose a friendly model within this aura and remove all conditions from the chosen model, which is massive against condition teams.
Yeah, so with Alchemists, Ratcatchers, anything, Brewers having people knocked down, she could go up, walk up to people with 4 influence,
and clear 4 conditions.
Hit 4 people, doing a momentous 1-on-1. Let's say that's worst case scenario. So she'll get 4 momentum off her 4 attacks, and she'll pseudo save 8
momentum.
8 momentum from hit clearing conditions on 4.
So she'll gain 4 momentum and save 4.
And save 8, so it's net 12?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's dream, best case scenario, well, Christmas style.
Yeah, bear in mind, that's presuming the fact that you've got 4 players with conditions all within 4 inches, but hey, I'm
playing with Alchemist, you will.
It's amazing. It's, honestly, yeah. That's really, really good. So, to be honest, I can see OG Brisket making it into most of the teams, and Vet Brisket making it into the teams against conditions.
Yeah.
But so, there's still a space in the 12 for both.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a 12, not a 10 now.
It is indeed. So, over to you.
Vox.
You're even the big one to the last.
Yeah, the one. So, Ox. There's not been a great amount of change, but the changes are great changes.
Yeah.
So, he's got a 2-inch melee still. His top line's still completely the same with his move, tap, kick, def, armor, and influence. His playbook's had a bit of a shuffle about. His health's still the same. He's still 19 boxes. I'll talk through his playbook and then we'll go through all the character plays and traits because that's when all the changes are.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So on his first column, he hasn't got the momentous guild ball symbol anymore. He's just got a momentous 1 damage, which is fine. On his second column, he's lost the momentous tackle. So it's a non-momentous tackle or a non-momentous single push. On his third column, he's got the momentous 2 still and the non-momentous double push. And the rest of his playbook is identical.
Okay.
So not a huge thing. So really all they've done, they've got rid of the guild ball symbol, but that's because he's lost the guild ball symbol character play and his tackle's now non-momentous.
So he's lost Get Stuck In?
Yeah, Get Stuck In's gone. So in terms of character plays, he's only got 1 now, which is Whirling Chains, which has changed a little bit.
Okay.
It's now got a cost to it. So it used to only be triggered off his playbook, which was on the 4th column, but now you can buy it for 2.
Now we can hardcast it.
Yeah, and it's a 4-inch pull, so you haven't got to roll it.
Well, it does normally need 4 successes, so...
Yeah, so I mean, like, you can just go, bang, I'm going to cast it for 2. So it's a 4-inch pulse. Enemy models within this pulse suffer a 4-inch push directly towards this model, which is the same. The only thing that's changed is that you can pay for it.
Yep.
Which is really good when it leads onto the back of his card. His lash out, it used to be situational at best. So an enemy model causes damage to this model with an attack. After damage is resolved, the enemy model suffers the damage. It's now
another thing that people generally tended to forget.
He's basically turned into Pelage. So his lash out now is when this model ends its activation, enemy models within its melee zone suffer 3 damage. And it's a trait, so it works around tough hard.
Yep.
So that's amazing. He can then walk into a group of people, hard cast whirling chains to bring them all in, and then just end his activation there and just go, meh, take 3 damage all year.
Which is very influence efficient.
Yeah. And if they want to run away, he's also got Rowdy, so this model doesn't suffer crowding out penalties. So he can have 4 models around him, and if he hits someone, he's still rolling his 7 dice against them.
Nice.
So if people want to try and, I don't know, say you pull a few people in, someone at some point is going to go, nah, I've got 3 mates and I'm going to walk off for a pint and blow our chance here. He's still chucking 9 dice and he's got a knockdown on 4.
Nice.
He's still got the old ways. So once per turn, when this model inflicts a taken out condition on an enemy model, this model gains the owner, 6-inch aura. So he gains the owner. So he wants to be going first, putting someone in the bin, and getting the owner up under the fillet team. Fill it under the owner.
To be fair, it'd be perfect if maybe Boiler or Boar has warmed a player up. Maybe they've got 1 or 2 boxes left.
Yeah, he can just go in and go bang. But no. Wait a minute. Let's just check where. What? Okay. He could do it with his lash out. So when this model ends its activation, any models within its melee zone suffer 3 damage. Once per turn, when this model inflicts a taken out condition on a main model, it doesn't say during this turn. So he can trigger that off a counter attack, he can trigger it off a thing. So if say Boar or someone, you leave someone on 3 health.
Yep.
He's just got he can go with 0 influence, walk into the middle of the pitch,
do 3 damage.
Just stand still and you'd all take 3 damage and bang, owner's up.
The new 6-inch owner.
That is really, really good. So I think he'll see a lot more table.
Yeah.
Which I hope so, because it's a beautiful model.
Oh, it's a lovely model. It's obviously, he's just lost Vindictive Mail, which is
one less to charge, but I think these gains.
He's gained a lot. He's no longer a Goonie, though.
Yeah.
Never say die.
So, yeah, I really, really like Vettel. I think as we're going through these, this is making us ask a lot of questions, a lot of selection headaches, shall we say?
Which is good though, because it means there's going to be less standard sixes, to use a term.
I think after going through Ox, I think playing Fillet, I'd struggle to not take Vettel Ox.
Yeah, it's an extra 2-inch melee player, which is always nice.
2-inch melee, and then, like, you know, you're playing against your Brewers or tough hard players or your high death players. Like, I don't know, say your Velocities, your Vitriols, your Midas, your Pipers, your 5-0 players, but we haven't got a lot of health.
Velocity being 9 health now, she definitely doesn't like the owner.
All you got to do is just walk up and stand next to her and go, right, 3 ding, you're on 6 now. And I've done nothing.
Imagine reanimate. Imagine if they've just come back from reanimate.
So he could kill somebody. They would then reanimate and you go, yeah, I'm in an activation, bang, now you're dead. Here's the owner.
Yeah.
Gather around, boys. The old ways.
Yeah, this is it.
I like
that a lot. So,
go on then.
Tenderizer. So, Tenderizer's had a couple of changes. He's still got a 2-inch melee and 19 boxes. His move is the same. He's got an up attack though, so he's now attack 6.
Mm-hmm.
He's still death 3, armor 1, but he's had an increase in influence, so he's now a 2-4. And his kick has changed. He's no longer a 1-8. He's now a 2-6, which is a lot more reliable. You know, having an extra 8-inch kick. But being a goalkeeper, does he really need an 8-inch kick? You know?
Yeah, booting it out.
Yeah, but he's not likely to hit the person.
Yeah, exactly like a goalie, just booting it out. Not very accurate, just booting it out.
I don't think you watch a lot of football, to be honest.
I do. At least just boot it out.
They generally pick a place though, pick a location.
Yeah, not a specific player. They go, right, I'm going to boot it out over to there.
Let's just clear it. Okay, so he still has his momentous 1-on-1, which is great. Non-momentous tackle and non-momentous double dodge on 2.
Push.
He has his non-momentous knockdown on 3. And his momentous damage has changed though. It's no longer a momentous 2 and a push. It's a momentous 2.
Mm.
Still got momentous 3 on 4. It's changed a little bit from here. He's lost his three damage in a knockdown.
I've only just noticed toughest play, but
yeah, it's tough. It makes up for it. He's lost his three damage in a knockdown, but that's still where his old double Gilball symbol, now Gilball trophy, is. So he can trigger ground pound off his playbook. And then on six successes, he now has momentous five. Wow.
6 months ago.
Imagine that from Rushkeeper.
Your striker who's come in like with 10 health and bang, I'm going to charge you. Just either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's 10 dice on the charge.
10 dice on the charge, yeah. Yeah, potentially.
I would be more tempted to probably take that than the ground pound.
Yes. ground pound, he did. Used to have, he basically keeps ground pound, which hasn't changed. It's still 2-inch pulse, basically.
Mm. So anyone, yeah, suffer with 2-inch pulse, push directly away from more than 2 damage and knockdown.
Exactly. So it's still super strong. We've seen it on Vetfangtooth.
Yeah.
So, but obviously this guy can get it off for free with Rushkeeper. Back of the card, he does still have Gold Defense and Rush Keeper, so he's probably still going to be chilling at the back. He's just going to hit you a lot harder now when he charges you.
Yeah. I'd feel so sorry for the person who triggered that and just bang.
Take a momentous six.
Momentous six from the owner. Just, yep, there you go. Wow.
Yeah.
But now he's a 2-4. You could afford late game of sending him in as a charger.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to...
Yeah, to be honest, I think he'll see a lot more pitch time now he's bringing an extra influence.
Yeah, the 2-4 and the 2-6 kick make him a bit more reliable about passing it around, especially with the tap-ins.
Yeah, this is it. So, tap-in passes. You know, maybe if someone's missed a pass because of... missed a goal because of his goal defence, plus one target number, he can pick it up. Then go get stuck in, basically.
And not to forget that he's still at the 40mm base, so he can still block line of sight. So even if he does charge in and do the momentous 5 to somebody...
he'll be blocking line of sight, so they'll then need sixes.
It depends if he's got to stay within 4 inches of the goalpost, so he's for the target for goal defence.
Yeah, but look at it this way: tap-ins are a lot more harder to get nowadays. Yeah. So yeah. Even your 8-inch kick strikers have to get within 4.
Yeah,
and obviously, other than that, people have to get closer.
Yeah,
so I can see goal defence and goalkeepers becoming a bigger thing as goals are easier to achieve.
Yeah.
So you might see a lot more compound, see a lot more tenderizer.
Yeah.
Vet velocity's obviously changed. She's no longer a goalkeeper.
She's a striker. Spoiler.
Spoiler. Anyway.
Tenderizer. And he's one of the players who goes down to the Cooks.
Yes.
So it's nice to have a bit of grit.
Who's the other one?
Shank.
Ah, who we're about to cover next.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting how he's going to go down. I suppose we could talk about the Cooks in a bit, but yeah. We don't really know anything about the Cooks, but...
Yeah, to be honest, you haven't read the blog post, the card deck that we're about to receive has everything up to the Falconers.
Mm.
So the Falconers and their new cards will still be in there. Bad luck to anyone who has the alternate art cards.
Mm.
The ones that we're saying the same are the Navigators, because obviously they're the first official Season 4 guild. Mm.
What about Order?
Order will get new cards.
Yeah. Will they be in the pack? Because it's set up to Falconers, but then Veteran Spigot and... No, Season Spigot and Veteran Fangtooth came out after that as well as Pride.
Legit. No, I totally understand. But I presume...
I'd assume it's up to the Order.
It'd be bad form if they weren't.
Right, Shank. The biggest change is he's now a 2-4. He's back to a 2-4 from a 2-3.
Yep.
So he can still do all of his cool stuff.
He can get back to doing all of his cool stuff.
So his move, tack, everything like that's all stayed the same apart from the 2-4. His playbook, a couple of changes. He's lost his momentous tackle on 2, and it's now moved up to his third column, and it's now non-momentous.
To be honest, to paraphrase our mate Andy T, he don't need no tackle. He'll just take the ball from the dead bodies.
Oh, right, okay. He'll just scoop it up off the dead bodies.
This is it. He'll go in and just kill the fall, and then that's
well, that's it. On his tack 6, he's got the menace 2 and a dodge on 2. The web they go on 3. Momentous 3 and a dodge on 4. Non-momentous 1,000 cuts on 5. And then it's 3 double dodge on 6.
Nice.
Yeah, still got 14 boxes. He's still got damage target, so very little changes. Couple of shuffles around with the tackle.
But obviously, damage target now ties in with the boy throwing his axe at people.
Yeah. Yeah, boy can chuck axe, get him bleeding, get him warmed up, 3 damage.
This is it. Four under the owner.
4 under the owner, 5 legendary turns, 6 tooled up.
But I see teams now, Shank's going to be right up there.
It's Butchers generally lack 2-inch melee.
Yeah. So literally I can see Shank, Boar, Boiler.
And Brisket.
Princess, Ox. And then if you want a striker, because Shank will still score your goals.
You go Gutter.
You might go Gutter. Because we're about to do Vet Gutter, and Vet Gutter's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, we've done a bit of theory and we've...
Let us know. We'll go through it now. So, she's still 2-inch melee with 14 boxes. She is 6'8", attack 5, 3-6. Basically, stats remain the same. Her playbook, she has a momentous one-on-one, as she always did. She has a non-momentous push on 2, same as last time. She's lost her non-momentous tackle on 2, but as we've explained...
No, that, she's gained a non-momentous
tackle. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong way of the card. Apologies. She's gained a non-momentous tackle on 2, but she's lost the momentous tackle on 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so she still has her momentous 2 and her Guild Ball symbol, which has changed name. Okay, 4 successes is a double push, which is nice, and the momentous 3 on the top. So, not as...
She's still got the knockdown on 4 as well.
True. So she's not doing as much damage as the other characters, but, you know... So, her grapple hook has changed names. It's now Route 1, which you probably recognise from Caesar's and Brisket's.
Brisket.
So, but this has changed in itself. So you can still hard cast it for a 2, or obviously she can trigger it on 3. This model may make a jog directly towards target enemy model. So it's not just the ball carrier now.
Mm.
It's any character within 6, which is spectacular.
It's not once per turn.
And it's not once per turn, so she can literally daisy chain her way across the pitch. So
watch parting blows.
watching the parting blows, obviously, yes. But if you stick to 1-inch melee players, she cares not.
Yeah.
So she still has anatomical precision, so it makes things easier to achieve. She still has fan favourites, so she gains the extra momentum for killing a player. Okay, so she's lost resolute, so she doesn't gain the +2 attack for counter attacks. But she has gained something better.
Yeah.
She's gained sweeping charge, which is 3 damage after playbook damage results have been resolved.
After playbook results...
Sorry, playbook results have been resolved.
Models within the model's melee sort of thing. So...
So, you explain it.
So, it says, during activation, when this model makes a successful attack during a charge, after resolving playbook results, models in this model's melee zone suffer 3 damage. So, she can, off the charge, hit Route 1. She's got to resolve the playbook result. So the playbook result is this model will make a jog directly towards target enemy model. She can then walk into a group of other models and do 3 damage to everyone on in their melee zone. And for a second attack...
that's pretty spectacular. Because, yeah, she still has 4 influence, so that'll only cost her 2 to do 3 damage to everyone in her melee zone.
Yeah.
That's pretty spectacular, to be honest. So trigger that off the right character and you're laughing.
Yeah. The only problem is you're then crowded out on the other one. But
unless, like I said, you're playing against like a 1-inch melee team and they've bunched up.
Yeah.
And you can just...
It's all very situational. I think you'd be able to do some really...
There's some good jank to be
there'll
had.
Be some good stories to be told where someone goes, well, I jogged up to someone, hit them, got Route 1, jogged another 6 inches to someone else, hit them, hit Route 1, excuse me, and then went to someone else.
Yeah. Obviously, the only downside is this is a trait, so it's not affected by the owner. But still, it's still three free damage to everyone you're engaging.
Yeah.
So overall, I think Vet Gutter's certainly in a good position.
Oh, definitely.
I think she's got better. I think, yeah, while Grappling Hook has been renamed to Route 1, but losing the once per turn is awesome. I think it's really going to get us some...
I think once you get her into the hands of like a really skilled player, you'll start to see some really cool things coming out.
I really want to see like,
I thought you said I really want to try. I'm going, no, skill player.
Yeah, I've played about six games with Butchers. It's all just. I think it'd be interesting to see a really long-winded goal from her from triggering route one.
I'm going 6 inches. 6 inches, six. Like 24 inches worth of move and like what, a 6 inch kick?
Yeah.
It's like 30 inch.
Yeah. Better go to the striker.
Coming in like Spider-Man swinging off the players.
So yeah, like I said, I think she's definitely in a very good position. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but that rounds out the Butchers. So what do you think?
I think now Butchers are probably in a place where they could... previously, they struggled for 2-inch melee. I think now you can take a competitive team that's got probably 3 2-inch melee players.
Yeah.
Because I think the difficulty was you could go, okay, I'm going to play Shank, Tenderizer, Ox.
You can, to be fair, you can play a pretty much full 2-inch melee team, excluding the mascot and captain.
Yeah.
Like, if you took Shank, Boar, Vet Ox and Gutter...
Yeah, you've still got Tenderizer on the bench. Still...
And you've then got Fillet and Truffles.
I think with that team, probably, you need somewhat... Obviously...
There's no bleed there.
There's no bleed.
Like, so, obviously...
You'd want the boy. You'd probably want the boy instead of...
Yeah.
Gutter, maybe? Or instead of Shank, maybe?
I don't know. I think Shank's your goal threat.
But then, Gutter ain't no slouch. He's an 8-inch sprint with a 6-inch kick.
Yeah.
But then obviously Shank's got a similar thing, but he's got Where Do You Go? And then don't forget, Fillet's also a striker.
It's true.
I think there's some really cool decisions to be made.
I think they're pretty much a solid 1-4 team.
4-1, yeah.
Yeah. 4 takeouts. Another I think goal. You could easily get 4 takeouts. To be honest, I don't think you'd be that hard to get the 6.
Oh, no, no.
But I think still, due to number of activations it would take, if you were against a half-decent footballing team, you'd still struggle.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you're taking OG Fillet, OG Brisket, you'll be then getting extra influence.
And I still think original Brisket's still got a place for a charmed male and also unpredictable movement and being, what, a 5-1? 5-1 against males.
Yeah. Which is great.
So where do we think Butchers are going to fall?
I think they'll... At the moment, I think Butchers are probably sort of mid to low tier.
Mm.
I think this will put them solid mid.
Solid mid to upper mid kind of thing.
This is it. I still think your shark fish teams will outscore them in the sense that I think they'll get goals faster than these will get kills.
But I suppose... It's really difficult, isn't it? Because I think these have got quite a lot of tools with the balls gone, with the easy, accessible knockdowns.
But where would you hide the ball?
Brisket.
Fish have 2-inch melee everywhere.
But with there being a 5-1, it makes it like Shark is tackles on 2.
Yeah.
In say
it's tack 6, isn't he?
Tack 6, needing 3 5s.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Obviously, yes, you can get it. He can charge in and do it, but then she's defensive standing and you're needing 3 6s.
Yeah, true.
You know,
but then you've got more attempts.
But then you've also got your players like Siren, who can do a seduced. So she could just hard cast a seduced to Brisket and then, like, what, 3 dice needing a 4?
Yeah. This is what I mean. I still think teams like Fish will outscore them based just on the fast goals, but I think your other high class teams like Union, I think Union will struggle against Butchers.
No, I think that's probably fair.
I honestly think, because obviously Union still rely on a lot of kills, whereas I think Butchers will punish them.
Yeah, Butchers are, I think they're, with these changes of upping their damage,
they're making them the team that they should be for kills.
Because now, when people are saying, oh, look, Blacksmith's doing this damage, Farmer's doing that damage, they've made probably Farmer's damage a lot more consistent, but slightly lower.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people are excited about the Blacksmith's damage. Obviously, the Apprentice's hitting 6 at the top. Okay.
Was it 8? I think 8 on Sledge.
What my point being, right, is... that takes Blacksmiths are their master apprentice. They need to get their setup. Okay. If you spend the turn setting Sledge up with Anvil and Boar piles in and murders Sledge,
Do it in three attacks.
Two, he's like six box. He's like 12 boxes.
Yeah, fours and one.
Fours and one. Like,
he'll be in the bin.
I literally think against teams like that, Butchers will just be able to snipe out the players that they want.
Yeah, definitely.
And be done with it.
So would they, because they've got damage across the whole team, a team taking the ball off you, could they just go in and smash ball carrier and
yeah,
and just try and knock them down and just put them in the bin, let the ball scatter, go, right, next one, go and pick it up. Right, you're going down and all, boy.
Yeah, honestly, I think they're in such a very strong position. Mm. Like I said, against things like against Fish, they've got a lot of 2-inch melee and things like that, so they might struggle.
Mm.
But against your like your generically 1-inch melee teams, I think you'll... yeah.
So, yeah, so I suppose that's our thoughts on Butchers.
Yep.
That's thank you for listening to this.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. We
call it Guide to the Get This.
It's
Guild
going
Season
backwards.
4
We're
Guild.
Backwards.
Yeah.
So, thanks again for listening. Tune in for the next one in the series, which these will all be released at the same time. But
so, thanks again to Singled Out for hosting us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.